exactly traditional music in the sense of hilaro or mountain music. This is more 19th century salon music, music of the Puerto Rican elites during the 19th century. You hear this music, you went to Ponce, Puerto Rico, in the halls of the landowners and the bureaucrats, and this is what they would be listening to back in the 19th century.
And those that, who weren't elite, what would they be listening to?
The common people. The common people would be listening to something more like this.
El 6 Marienda se caracteriza por la verdad.
There really aren't any Jibaros left, except the descendants of Jibaros. Because the Jibaro lifestyle disappeared. The whole lifestyle disappeared. The natural habitat, so to speak, of the Jibaro just vanished. Oh, it was mostly cutting cane and picking coffee. Very, very harsh. A lot of hunger. Very, very hard life. A lot of exploitation. And, I'd say that the music was what kept them sane, you know. The Jibaros that lived near the coast that worked in the sugarcane factories, the sugarcane fields, would only be able to work during the harvest, which is only part of the year. They were penniless for the rest of the year. So that the Jibaro class
began.
The vals is more
it's
more country
music.
We have the music of elites, which includes the Bansa and the Europeanized, Creolized versions of European figure dance music of middle class music. And then this is the mountain music, and then the Afro-Caribbean music. Well, this has been citified with the addition of trumpets, but this is plena, and it's a drum, it's a singer in front of a drum ensemble of frame drums. They look like tambourines without the jingles, little small run drums, and it's usually a guido. That's more roots, but that was that entered popular music, mainstream music, and it sounded like this when it got into mainstream.
Oh, I know this one.
Your parents played this a lot?
Yeah, my dad's from Puerto Rico, so mostly a lot of music.
So this is good people.
I heard this song a lot.
During what period? There were influences coming in for centuries from all different places. So before the 19th, in the 19th century, it was all Spanish music and European music like polka, mazurka, all the European.
Is that really a place to be?
Yeah, that was influencing Ibarra music too. But then in 1900, the Americans took over Puerto Rico. The Marines came, invaded, kicked the Spaniards out, and took Puerto Rico over. And that's when you started to have foxtrot. Foxtrot, two-a-step. Foxtrot sounds like almost like cowboy, American cowboy music. This was recorded in New York during the 20s.
So around what like years was there like an influence of Puerto Ricans coming to the United States?
What was that?
Around what years was there an influence of Puerto Ricans coming to the United States?
Well, Puerto Ricans were coming to the United States since the 19th century, and they were coming, there were two big migrations. The migrations in the beginning of the 20th century, and the migrations by the middle of the 20th century. And most Puerto Ricans that are alive today are descendants of that 1950s migration. And, this sounds like American pop music of the 20s. But these are all done with cuatros and with a guiro. That's three cuatros. So this sounds like old cowboy music.
Right.
Yeah. Sounds like old, old bluegrass, or early bluegrass, doesn't it? Music is for 300 years old.
Right.
So I mean that's right. Long. It
yes.
Take a long time to answer that question.
Right.
How has it evolved? But at first it was since the Jibaro populations were so isolated, they just totally isolated. They just were had memories of this Spanish of the Spanish music that came in the beginning of the colony. Then as they slowly got other influences, the music changed in accordance to that. But the Jibaros were pretty isolated, even into the 20th century. So even though that they were coming into this from the countryside, they were coming into the city to sell their wares, produce. They remember what they heard in the cities, which was not Jibaro music. They were listening to danza and vals. Yeah, a vals sounds like this. Thank you.
know what the different ones are and how are they distinguished from each other.
Yeah. Well, Sais is very ancient. Sais is the kind of the overarching genre of Jibaro music. And the Sais was originally a dance form that was accompanied with the quadruple. You might have heard the refrain that you hear a lot in Jibaro music called Lelolai.
Mm-hmm.
Lelolai, 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 Lelolai. Decimilla, or the small decima, and it's instead of having instead of having eight syllables per line, it only has six or seven. Mm-hmm. It's a shorter one, and that's the form that's used for aguinaldos.
Okay.
And aguinaldos are because the cadence is different; it has fewer syllables per line. they're used, that's the singing form that's used in Sais. And the aguinaldo, so there isn't, aguinaldo is not a genre.
Uh-huh.
The Sais is the main genre.
Right.
Then you either have a decima or a decimilla.
Uh-huh.
And when you use the decima, that's the full version, and then you have the decimilla, also called the aguinaldo.
Oh, okay.
Which is the second form, which is a shorter form. And it's less formal, and it's
Okay, and I give you another for you soon.
Oh, and it's heard most of the times during Christmas time.
In parrandas.
Parrandas, right. But it's not strictly Christmas. Mm-hmm. You know, it most popularly people say, oh, it's just Christmas music.
That song that you played for me, the La Lelola, or La Lelolai, I guess what year, like circle what year?
50s.
50s?
That's when that was recorded. That was Ramito.
Okay.
But,
because I guess there's like, that refrain is used in a lot of the songs, right? A lot of songs.
Yeah, six. That's aguinaldo. You can tell by the number of syllables whether it's a décima or an aguinaldo. No, that's a décima. You can tell right away. Or an aguinaldo. Suelo antillano. Un tribundía. Dice patria mía. Mía. But the rhyme has to. See, that's the second. See, it was alcance, betance, pachin, marin, and I forgot the other one, but it was ABBA.
Oh, okay.
See, that was the rhyme, it was fria. This is all described on my website, the whole process.